Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday. It is finally here. Thank you. That means we are one day closer to football Sunday, and we are ready to go. Let me let everyone know already. Preview of the show today, I do apologize. I've got a couple things assignment-wise to take care of. Good content that will come out to you shortly. Can't really get into it right now. That's called a tease. But I did not want to give you a best of show this Friday. I wanted to give you a show with these NFL picks, talk a little baseball, and get you everything you possibly need, as well as some of the details. The devil is always in the details with some of these COVID shenanigans that are going on right now in football. So let's jump right into it. Like I said, it's abbreviated, so I don't want to just talk to talk. I want to talk with meaning, so let's get this bad boy going. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler. Get in there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take care of you with 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member. Get your access to the members lounge. Go back there. Sit down, relax, watch a ton of television, ton of games that should be your headquarters for everything, every sport that comes on. They do serve beer and wine, so you can have your adult beverage, watch all the NFL games this weekend, watch the baseball playoffs, everything you want. They have the ticket, the channel for everything. That's at Maduro's. Now, if you can't make it in, don't worry, don't fret. All you have to do is go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E, world.com, order your cigars online, get the same great selection. I was in there yesterday doing Cave Show, Cigars with the Cave Show, and they got just a shipment in. They are packed back there. So definitely get back there, check them out. Again, Stogie World. .com online. If you can get in there, do it. All this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 Alma School.
This is
so. I want to start this out talking a little baseball. I'm an agitator. I'm good with that. I know that. I have no problem with that whatsoever. And last night, the Los Angeles Dodgers lost again. They're now down 3-1. They may be one of the most talented teams assembled in baseball to not do anything over the last 4 years. And when I say do anything, I don't mean that they're sub 500. I don't mean that they don't make the playoffs. I don't mean that they're early outs. They're a good team. They're put together well, but there's something missing on this team. There's something that don't allow this team to do the ultimate thing, and that's win games. Now, I, like everybody else, I've made jokes about Clayton Kershaw and his inability to pitch as the games go deeper in the playoffs. If you look at his regular season record, there's nothing you can't say about it that's not complimentary. The dude is the best pitcher of this generation. There's no one in his era pitching with him now that's been better than Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw is going to walk off the field and walk into the Hall of Fame. But in the first round of the playoffs, his ERA goes up a little. Divisional round goes up a little bit more. ALCS, ERA goes up a little bit more. And by the World Series, he's pitching like his name is Brett Campbell. But see, I don't think all that's on Clayton Kershaw. I think Clayton Kershaw is put in some of these positions because his name is Clayton Kershaw. Last night, Clayton Kershaw gave you five innings. Five good innings. When he left, when he came out to pitch in the sixth inning, the game was 1-1. Batter he faces, something happened. He just didn't have it. He just didn't have his stuff. It didn't seem right. Falls down 3-1, eventually gives up a hit. You know what you do? If you're the manager of the Dodgers, if you're Roberts, you come get him. Because history's already shown you what's about to happen. And that's called logic. Didn't come get him. He left him in the game. So, mind you, he comes out. It's the sixth inning. He's giving you five strong. Five strong. One run only allowed, 1-1 game. He comes out, and I'm going to just give you everything. Acuña Jr. reached on an infield single. Time to get him right. Will start to come off. Safe at second on a throwing error by second baseman Hernandez. Freeman then doubles to right. You're down 2-1. Now you come get him for sure, right? Right? No. You let him pitch to Ozuna. Ozuna then doubles to deep center. Freeman scores. Now it's 3-1. Oh, so now you come and get it. Well, it's too late now. The horse is out the barn. The good feeling of momentum that you had with Kershaw is now gone. And as the Dodgers have said on numerous occasions, they are a very good momentum team. We saw this the other night when they put up 15 runs, 11 runs in the first inning. One guy gets hit, the next guy gets hit, the next guy, and they just start feeding off of each other. That's the kind of team that they are. The downside to that is when things are going wrong, that's the kind of team they are. So as much as they have good momentum, they're a team that allows bad momentum to sink in too. So now the apple cart is driving right down that hill. The boulder's coming at you. And next thing you know, the Braves are building an inning. Hudson doubles. Riley singles. Parche singles. And next thing you know, it's 6-1. Then it's 7-1. And it's done then. Because all the positive mojo you built, you let slip away. I don't know what else the Dodgers can do. Talent-wise, they have the talent. They've always had the talent. That's never been a question. Because they've always been willing to pay for the talent. They go out, get Mookie Betts. They've always had the talent. They've always been willing to spend. When they needed a third baseman, they needed a third base help. They went out and got Manny Machado. He obviously has since signed with the Padres. But they'll go out and get whoever they need. I have fun with teams, and I've called teams chokers. And like I said, I've been on the Dodgers forever. I'm not the biggest Dodgers fan. I'm not going to lie to you and say, well, I'm a big Dodgers fan or I hate the Dodgers. I'm not a fan of the Dodgers for a couple reasons. One, they're in a division with the Diamondbacks. And even though you do sports, you still get some favorites here and there. But I'm not a Dodger hater. And I'm sure I could come out today and say, you know, here they go, chugging again. We're going to blame the Astros for this. Here they are. But right now, I'm actually feeling bad for Clayton Kershaw. Because I think when you have an opportunity to ride him and get his confidence going in the right direction, every time the Dodgers blow it. They did it last year. they left him in a batter too long. And I don't get for a team that's so loving of analytics how real life history doesn't help you. Dave Roberts, no, last year they left him in one spot too long. So what do they do this year? Leave him in too long. And of course, you can Monday morning quarterback anything. And you can say anything to, well, now it's easy to say because you saw the results. But you knew the results. You knew what was coming. And I think it's unfair as hell to this man to keep putting him in these positions over and over. I think now that we see the talent, I think the Dodgers have almost fallen into, woe is me, here we go again. They haven't won a World Series in 32 years, and that's not from lack of trying. That's not from lack of spending. But I think the negative has happened so much at this stage that they almost fall into that, oh, crap, here we go again. And I, even though players have changed, people have moved on, for whatever reason, that's hovering over this franchise. I think Dave Roberts is a good manager, but maybe it's time for a different voice. Maybe. I don't know. But it sure looks like the Braves are about to move on. I mean, 3-1 isn't insurmountable, obviously. But a lot of things are going to have to go right for the Dodgers. And they're a good front-running team. So they're going to have to front-run the hell out of the rest of the way to win this series. They got to jump on early and do that thing that they do when the momentum starts swinging their way. Over in the AL, you know what I'm saying, right? You know what I'm saying. Now, I'm not saying the Astros are going to come back and win. I'm not saying that. I'm also not saying they're not going to do it. Carlos Correa, let's walk one off. Let's walk it off. They were down 3-0. They're now down 3-2. And I'm going to tell you something. This series should be over the opposite way. Because games 1 and 2 should have been won by the Astros. They just couldn't get a timely hit to save their lives. And now they're starting to get those timely hits. The yippits seem to be gone from Altuve. I'm not saying that the Astros are going to win. But those belt buckles on those fans are getting really tight on the Rays. And if the Rays don't win tonight, I don't believe they win this series to win tonight. Because if you don't, tomorrow you start creeping into, man, this has only happened once. Only one team has come back. Are we going to be the second to blow a 3-0 lead? It starts to get in your head. It really does. If the Rays are going to win the series, they're going to win it tonight. But you know who I'm pulling for. I'm pulling for the chaos. I'm pulling for all the nonsense that goes along with it. So we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. I will be tuned in, locked in, loaded, ready to go. Step away for a couple minutes. This will be our only break today. Come right back, give you these NFL picks, give you some news and notes from the NFL. We'll get all that done right here on the Cave Show on this abbreviated edition of the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Carrie Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Carrie Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging with us. Today is Friday, one day closer to football. If you ever miss any of this show, any show or any part of the show, you want to reach out, catch up, make sure at 3 o'clock you're tuning in to KSRN. They will have that replay ready to roll. You can download KSRN Casual Sports Radio Network on from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps. If you're ever saying, "Wow, I don't remember," go over to BTR, go over to Casual Sports. What is it? What is it? What is it? You can always go to thesportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Hit that listen live button, 1 o'clock every day. There we are. If you hit that button any other time, a plethora of our shows will pop up. Find one you didn't listen to. Find one of your favorites. Listen to it again. Either way, there's a bunch of shows there for you. Also, at thesportscave.com, left-hand side of the page, some of our favorite shows, some of our favorite interviews are up, so click to listen there as well. Make sure you're following us on social media, at The Sports Cave, on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. Like I said, Cave is always with the K. I already gave you the website, sportscave.com. Cave is with the K. News and notes breaking this morning. Colts have several positive COVID-19 tests. I hate to say positive tests because it's only a positive if you don't test positive for it. It's negative when you test positive. Don't know what they're going to do. Their facility has been shut down. They're scheduled to play Cincinnati this weekend at 1 o'clock. So that's breaking. So not a lot of news right now on it as to what the NFL is going to do with the Colts and the Cincinnati game. The Falcons, they've reopened their facility. So their game looks like a go. This weekend against the Minnesota Vikings. I've said it before. I'm going to keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. The NFL is going to try to get everything done as quickly as possible to get everyone tested positive as quickly as possible because they do not want to go into their contingency plan of pushing games back, pushing the Super Bowl back. 2 weeks ago, a team tested positive automatically. They postponed the game. They're not doing that now. They're not automatically postponing the game. They're doing a wait and see. Let's see what happens. Let's see if we can get someone in here to get these guys retested. Not let's see. Let's get these guys retested. Let's find out what's up. And if we have to move the game, then we move the game. If we have to juggle the schedule for the next week and the following weeks, then we do that. But the NFL is not in the business of just canceling games because if you cancel a game, not only do you hurt your own revenue as a team with the Colts, but the Bengals players, they don't get paid either. They're not trying to hear that nonsense. So we will find out on our Twitter, like I said, at thesportscave.com. PLR on sportscave.com. That's the website. On the Twitter, at the Sports Cave, with the K, PLR on sports. And we will keep you updated as news comes out that we hear. Last week we did a best of on Friday, so you didn't get the picks. You didn't get to make a little change, put it in your pocket. Only in states where gambling is legal. Otherwise, it's for pure entertainment purposes only. You got to figure out your own points. I'm just giving you the winners. You can take it from there. I can't do all the work for you. You got to carry some of this load for yourself. That's not how this works. So let's give you these picks. Ready? Let's make this happen. Houston goes to Tennessee. Need I say anything else? Tennessee just put a shellacking on Buffalo. And you think Houston's going to go into Nashville and beat Tennessee? No. Give me Tennessee. Told you I wasn't going to give you points. I lied. Take the 3.5. Tennessee's going to win by more than that. Cincinnati, Indianapolis. We don't know with that game yet. It's all up in the air. As of now, Indianapolis is a big-time favorite. I would take Indianapolis. I don't like Cincinnati to win on the road. Great quarterback, just not enough of anything else. Atlanta, Minnesota. Technically, Minnesota should be better. They're at home. Atlanta's a mess. New coach, new everything. I'll take Minnesota at home on that one. Denver goes to Foxborough to play New England. New England is a heavy, heavy, heavy favorite. Cam is back. I don't see any reason that would stop New England from winning this game. Give me New England over Denver. If you are betting points, that's a 9.5-point spread. That scares me. Even though Denver is playing their 54th quarterback, that spread scares me. But take New England in that game. In a game that nobody will watch. Nobody. The Washington football team goes to New York to play the Giants. I don't know how you favor one team over the other. This is the Washington quarterbacks put up 108 offensive yards last week. Let me repeat that. The Washington offense put up 108 offensive yards last week. I guess I'll take the Giants because they're at home. I guess. I don't know what else to say. Baltimore goes into Philly. This is going to be a sneaky good game because Baltimore isn't running the ball the way they did last year. They're not putting up the points the way they did last year. And Philadelphia, this is the type of game they win. This is my upset of the week. Give me Philly over Baltimore at home. Cleveland goes to Pittsburgh. Cleveland's 4-1. Pittsburgh's 4-0. This is the smash your helmet on your head game, the revenge games. Myles Garrett, last time we saw him against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he was busy taking a quarterback's helmet off and hitting him dead in the cranium helmet. Cleveland is a playoff team this year, without a doubt. But I don't think they're good enough to beat Pittsburgh at home. Give me Pittsburgh at home over Cleveland. Here's my homer pick of the week. I'll save it. Let's tease that out. Detroit goes to Jacksonville. Remember when I said, who cares about Washington, New York? This is the other who cares game. So I'm not going to waste a lot of time talking about this. Flip a coin. I'll take Detroit on the road with Matt Stafford. And another who gives a crap game, the Jets play Miami. Adam Gase gets another week to figure out how he can lose a game. In fact, let's pause the picks for a sec so we can remind you.
I mean, it's either.
That's who will be coaching the game this week. And you think I'm going to choose this team to win? Give me Miami over the Jets. Are you ready for this? This is how bad the Jets are. They're a 9.5-point dog to a 2-3 team. But remember, Miami is coming off of that butt whooping over San Francisco in San Francisco. A lot of surprises. in the battle of Green Bay, Tampa Bay, in Tampa, Tampa Tom versus Aaron Rodgers. That's how they're building it. I see it as a really good team versus an okay team. I'll take Green Bay over Tampa Bay on the road. Sunday night game, the Rams versus San Francisco, the 19ers, because everybody's hurt. Give me the Rams over San Francisco. I saw the game last week, and I saw what happened to the 19ers. Miami waxed them. Jared Goff is going to light that defense up. Doubleheader on Monday, KC Buffalo. KC lost to the Raiders, a game that they shouldn't have lost. They beat Buffalo. Buffalo embarrassed by Tennessee. Kansas City's not losing two games in a row. Give me KC over Buffalo. They're just a better team. Arizona, Monday night football, the Monday night game, the late game. They're playing the Cowboys. I've seen the Cowboys defense play. Yeah, Arizona's going to win on the road in Big D, even though I think Zeke Elliott is going to have a phenomenal game. I'm still taking Arizona. Kyler Murray is a problem, y'all. And then in my homer game of the week, the Bears go to Carolina. Two glove Teddy against the Bears. I'm picking the Bears. Upset win on the road in Carolina. And there you have my picks of the week. Side news, side notes. Nick Saban tested positive for that devil COVID. He's retesting today. The players are testing today to find out if that game will even take place. If Nick Saban comes back even remotely fine, or I should say remotely, if he comes back with a negative test, you better believe he will be on that sideline coaching the Crimson Tide this weekend against Georgia. But we shall see. Everyone's worried about Nick Saban. I'm worried about the players and thinking, are they going to all be okay in time to be ready for this game, considering they came in contact with their coach? That, I think, is a concern. Not Nick Saban. Obviously, you know what I mean. We are concerned about anyone that has COVID. But I think it's imperative to know that. Are these players' tests going to come back negative or positive? And it's only positive news if the tests are negative. And then the last news and notes, Odell Beckham Jr. tests negative for the devil. And he should be ready to go on the game against the Steelers this weekend for the Browns. And then I don't remember if I said it yesterday before we went off air, but Le'Veon Bell is a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Bears just, I guess, couldn't make it happen or didn't want to. The Chiefs just got better. He will not be able to play in the game Monday night. He has to have 5 days of negative COVID-19 double test, and then he will be ready. Thank you for joining us on this quickly abbreviated show today. We're back Monday, usual time, 1 o'clock. Show's 100% live. Follow us at Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Cave is with the K, the sportscave.com. Cave is with the K. I'm over at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. Everyone have a great football weekend. Until next week, it's PLR and the Cave Show. Tim's, bring us all.